With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A belly full of caca is the thing I feel when I hear what Mac has to say. He'd rather not see Dunkirk or a Coppola. He'd rather watch Mean Girls all day. Here we thought he might be obscene but bright, but he probably loves The Happening made by M. Night. In the belly of an orca's where I'd rather be than to hear why I should rewatch Geely. We're just having a little fun. Merry Christmas, boys. Goo, I wish you and your mustache the happiest of holidays. And Mac, you at one time honorably mentioned Luden's Cherry Cough Drops is one of your favorite candies, which makes you a psychopath. I hope you both have a great holiday season. And to your listeners, subscribe to the Boxers. I'm tired of telling you.
Mac, I am all cried out.
Yeah? Would you go rewatch all the scenes we talked about?
No, I listened to us acting out those scenes.
Oh,
and, oh my Lord, you are just something else.
I'll tell you what, real hidden a talent across the table from you here.
You are just a stunning actor. I don't know why you never pursued it. Were you ever in the children's theater?
I don't think I've acted since the first, actually, in middle school, I played Puck in the not Tuck Everlasting, Midsummer Night's Dream play.
You played him in Hatchet?
Yeah. And I also played Squanto in the first grade Thanksgiving play. So those are my two acting credits on IMDb.
Let's see. Mine would be I played Johnny Appleseed in the production of Yankee Doodle for the Watertown Children's Theater.
Nice.
I don't know what I played in A Midsummer Night's Dream in middle school.
Okay.
And then when I was a senior in high school, I played Prince Aeschylus in Romeo and Juliet, one of the worst productions in Watertown High School history.
How did...
So one of the actors...
Who played the leads?
I think Ian.
Okay.
One of the actors was literally reading out of the book.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because he couldn't remember his lines.
Jeez.
Also, I didn't know my lines, so I was allowed to just make them up.
All right. Well, if the aforementioned Ian is listening, go fuck yourself. Don't like you.
All right. I am good.
One of the few kids in high school I did not like. I like just about everyone.
Speaking of high school, we used to have someone at the high school named Sean.
Multiple ones.
He wore a leather jacket, so we called him Seanzy.
Yes, we did.
Classic Mac and Goo bullying.
I am Mac, and speaking of Seans, to my left, the formidable 6'4 menace from West Dennis?
Oh, East Dennis.
God.
Come
on.
Dennis? I get it wrong.
Do you even own a compass?
Get your Rand McNally globe out. Spin that thing.
The Silver Fox, Sean Silver.
Yo, yo, yo.
Back on the program.
Mac and Goo, couple of childhood friends learning lessons about life. Listen to this.
Is this the 3-year anniversary of the first time Sean joined us?
Roughly.
Wow.
Yeah, roughly.
I think it was like December 7th, 2000. One
right after David Price had signed with the Red Sox back when sports content was a Mac and Goo thing.
The A&D.
Little behind the scenes here, Sean, who's a radio professional, agreed to meet us in a stranger's basement.
Yes.
To discuss David Price.
Yeah, and we were pretty fired up about that. It was the first time we were legitimized, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if this is doing anything for you today either, but I am here in a chair.
We go to Goo's cousin's basement studio.
Yes.
And spoiler alert, Goo's younger cousin is a aspiring rapper. Still an aspiring rapper.
Yes.
And the studio was in his bedroom.
Yep.
So it was just literally covered in like dirty socks. Like
cigarette butts.
Yeah, cigarette butts, chips. It was a nightmare.
Yep,
it was a
nightmare.
And a couple of times he toked up and got so high he forgot to hit record on our episodes.
That is correct.
And that really pissed us off.
That was maybe the final straw.
Yeah, we almost bottled
the reason
partied
why
him,
we went ahead and
moved out of the diamond
did our
dungeon.
Own thing.
Yeah.
When I realized I had a spare room in the house. I don't know why I'm not doing it there. All right, Mac. Today's topic, it is the Christmas season. As the people can tell when I played Marcus's song about you as the theme song,
oh,
Christmas
all right.
season. And some said this. I believe Roger Ebert said this.
Okay.
That our guess that theme song, that 3-second theme song.
I do think this was Ebert, yeah.
Was a top 5 Mac and Goo podcast.
Okay, all right.
So in the ilk.
It's a bold take by Ebert.
I know, he's rolling over in his grave with happiness. Someone put earbuds in him before they buried him. Yeah. So.
Earpods.
Do you have AirPods?
No. You cannot give me the responsibility of 2 separate AirPods. Like, yeah. I'm going to lose at least one of them. I need them connected. I'll never have that.
I stupidly bought bootleg ones,
mm-hmm.
and they're fucking huge.
That's gonna hurt.
So as soon as I got them and I put them in, Dana's like, you are so stupid. You wasted $30.
Yeah, but they're like $150 if you get the real ones.
Yeah, but the fake ones suck, and they're huge.
There's gotta be a happy
medium
there somewhere.
You look like a poor person with the big ones in.
I think I might need a big one.
Right, right.
I cannot keep regular earbuds in my ears. They're just constantly falling out. So I think I need something that's a little tighter in there, a little more snug.
I think I'm the opposite. Regular earbuds usually hurt my ears. I can't wear them. They hurt.
I don't understand people that are radio professionals and they go on the air with little earbuds in there.
Yeah.
Don't
understand.
That's
that
banana
either.
Land.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I'm no audiophile, but it's just, I couldn't imagine also doing it for 4 or 5 hours at a time.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's tough.
All right, so back to this. Much like in the ilk of the 3-second theme song,
okay.
we have brought Sean Silver, the Silver Fox, in to partake in our next competition.
Yes.
East Dennis, Mac. East Dennis.
East Dennis.
Because what we are doing here is that in each of these competitions, the competitor against Mac, it's pretty much Mac verse, like the old show Shaq verse.
Sure, sure. I'm pretty much a heavy underdog every single time.
Yeah, you are not very good. You got a 0 last time.
He is no Shaq.
As of right now on the big board, Elena Antonelli is at 13 points after her 3-second theme showing. And I'm all but certain that after we're done with all of this,
yep.
you'll still have less than everybody.
I'm going to play conservative today and try to get 100.
I think we do it in points of like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I get what you're
saying.
So
if you are going to get 100, you're going to do very, very well. I don't think it's even a possibility.
All right.
Unless I give you some extra points.
Okay.
So today's game show, take it away, Goo. Thank you, Goo. Now it's time to play Guess That Christmas Toy.
Goo, 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 goo. Goo, 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 goo. Goo, 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 goo. Tip me over and pour me out.
Goo, goo.
America's favorite game, Guess That Christmas Toy. And this is the revamped version because, of course, we have done this in the past.
We tried it 2 years ago.
Well, it was me reading description of toys.
Yeah,
and
it was myself
and Mort.
Who
if
actually
you want to listen to that,
died on the couch
yes,
that day.
Listen to Toys of Christmas Past from last yeah. year. We had to play it again because it was just that good.
Yes.
It's a flashback episode.
It's so bad it's good type of thing. He literally died on the couch that day, thus the Mort Memorial Sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace.
And by the way, what we're doing here is I'll be playing toy commercials.
Okay.
I believe the most popular for said toy. These are the commercials in full, and I bleeped out the toy in question.
All right.
And the two competitors will have to guess what toy it is. What popular Christmas toy is in this commercial?
How many categories do we have?
There are 5 categories.
Okay.
There are 3 for each category. They are worth 1, 2, or 3.
All right.
When the competitor knows what the toy is, they will raise their hand, and after we play the commercial in full, the competitor will then say, hello, and then give me an answer. Also, if you can guess the year that this toy was out, double your points.
Wow.
Right.
So that is how we'll double points.
Okay. All right. As you say the categories, I'm going to type them down so that Sean and I can get a handle on this.
All right. The first category is 80s soft rock.
80s soft rock. Wait, for toys?
Yeah.
I am already going to lose. 80s soft rock.
Sweet. Give me the Richard Marks of jumping ropes.
The second category is Systems of a Down.
Systems of a Down.
Pocket Monsters.
Pocket Monsters. That's looking good for me.
Let's Get Baked.
Let's Get Baked.
And Board Games.
Board.
Spelled B-O-R-E-D.
Okay.
I like what you did there.
All right.
All right. So since Sean is the opponent here, I'm going to let Mac pick first because he needs all the help he can get. Mac, what is your first category?
Give me Pocket Monsters for 1.
Pocket Monsters. And this category could be sponsored by, just in time for the holiday season, looking for the next generation of Sega gaming? Say hello and goodbye to the Sega Dreamcast. Tell your parents to shove it and plug in that dial-up modem. You want to play DVDs on this? Don't hold your breath. The Sega Dreamcast. It's thinking. Mac, Pocket Monsters for one.
Here we go.
I want to see what's new. Stampin' School playset just for you. Having fun in school, here's why. Under the desk, a big surprise. Stampers! In our art class, they can design. Pink stars and hearts, it's a real good time.
Oh.
I'm hello.
Mac.
So my sister loved these. This is Polly Pocket.
That is correct. That is Polly.
I am on the board.
Do you see what I did there with Pocket Monsters?
Yes, I do.
All right.
This is patently unfair. I grew up an only child. I did not have a sister to influence
and
my answer.
She actually had shoes with Polly Pocket in the shoe. Like,
for double the points, okay. What is the launch year?
I'm going to say 1992.
1989. Sorry about
ooh,
that, buddy.
Ooh, close. All right.
Ran from 89 to 2015 and then picked up again in 2018. Polly Pockets, I don't really see the appeal. I know that this is the favorite toy of my wife.
Okay.
Now, even though they had Polly Pocket in the Philippines, her mother would always bring them back from China for her when she was there on business. She would go to like the Toys R Us there because it was always cheaper in China.
Well, the thing about Polly Pocket is the figure is literally maybe an inch tall,
mm-hmm.
so you can lose them very easily.
Or, you know, swallow them or put them up your butt.
Or your nose.
I like how Mac turned that amazing factoid about your wife's mother flying to China for toys and talked about losing things, as he did with the earbuds a few minutes ago.
All
you
right.
can't trust me with anything.
Can I just get a clarification question here?
Yes.
Hand raise or an hello to answer the question officially?
Hand raise first and then an hello.
All right.
Yeah, a little peek behind the curtains. We're going to raise our hands during the theme so that the listeners can have a chance to
I'm
going to
use all of the props from the recent episode that where Goo is just bringing out shoes and a crown. And
he had them hidden too, so I couldn't see them, and he just kept bringing them up above the table. I'm like, where are these coming from?
Talk about pocket monsters.
Classic Goo. Mac, what is your next category?
Give me pocket for two.
Pocket for two.
Well, if it isn't her new favorite pet.
Yes.
So what's that make me? Fish sticks?
Oh, are you hungry?
Oh, no. By all means, feed it. Play till your heart's content.
Look, Goldie. I took good care of her, and she changed again.
Change? How about changing some water here?
Katie, boss is here.
So can pause. I can pause, too. Want to see that again?
The original virtual reality pen. Your care determines the pet you get from Bandai.
Hello.
Yeah, there
excuse
you go.
Me, gotta get that right. Heard the little beeping noise, and I'm thinking Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi is correct.
That's a good call.
All right, the Tamagotchi, this is all written in Japanese, so that is not helping me. But Sean, can you tell me the year that Tamagotchi dropped in the United States?
Okay, U.S. launch. I'm going to go with 1996.
I'm going to say four.
I don't care what you think. 97 was the U.S. launch. 96 was the Japanese launch.
There you go.
So Sean only 2 points on that. So, Sean, Tamagotchi, you had one. You had several, actually.
I had many Tamagotchi, and I wasn't very good at taking care of them. I pretty much neglected them. But they were digital pets that you could put on a keychain and bring anywhere with you.
Sean, board is yours.
How about 80s soft rock for one, please?
And of course, 80s soft rock could be brought to you by just in time for the holiday season, looking for the hottest CDs and cassettes ranging from TLC's Crazy Sexy Cool to the up-and-coming hip-hop superstar Coolio's Gangster's Paradise to the high-flying smash hit album from the upcoming Space Jam the Motion Picture. Look no further, rock star Los Del Rio, the Tony Rich Project, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tony Braxton. Yeah, they got it all. Tell your parents to shove it and make your way to Sam Goody's to spend your holiday cash. Goody got it. Soft rock for one.
When you open your arms to a your heart opens wide and lets the love come in. Everyone is special and has so much to give. Come and open your arms to a
that's such a long beep.
Each one's unique, each sold separately by Coleco.
Do we lose points for an incorrect
guess? Yes, you
guess?
Do.
Yes. I've got nothing. Not buzzing in.
Not going to buzz in?
Nope.
You know what? Let's go crazy, folks.
Sean.
I am going to go.
Please.
With, oh.
Enter the correct way.
Hello.
Sean.
Care Bear.
Oh, you dummy.
Oh, no.
The answer was Cabbage Patch.
Oh.
Cabbage Patch Kids. Mac, you had several, correct?
I had one.
I had one
Cabbage Patch Kid my whole entire life. I think he's still at my mother's house.
I would say the biggest and most memorable toy of the 80s, right?
I believe mine's name was Patrick, and he was a blonde, almost an Aryan type, is what he looked like.
Did you ever see, I don't know if it was a Strange Addiction episode or if it was just some kind of documentary, but someone that treated the Cabbage Patch Kids as their actual children.
That's bizarre.
It's really, really weird.
Very bizarre.
Go to YouTube and search that.
Yes.
Don't do it on Pornhub, though. And that'd be weird.
Of course, the Geico commercial where the Cabbage Patch Kid becomes the Cabbage Patch adult.
Yes, and it's very creepy.
Yep.
All right, the board is still Sean's.
You know what? I want a little redemption of the 80s soft rock, please.
80s soft rock for two.
Show and tell time.
Another teddy bear? My name is... He talks, he tells stories, he...
Four bachelors not included.
Hi, my name is... Can you and I be friends?
Yeah.
I really enjoy talking to people. I would like...
Storytelling comes with illustrated book and cassette from Worlds of Wonder.
Before I go to Mac, let me just tell you right now, that's how the actual commercial is edited. Like, the thing is talking mid-sentence, cut off.
Hello. I think I beat Sean by just a second here.
You did.
Teddy Ruxpin.
That is correct. The Teddy Ruxpin. Man. And what is the opening year?
I'm going to say 1986.
85.
So 85.
Darn it.
This has been owned by several different toy companies. Worlds of Wonder, Hasbro, Yes Entertainment, Backpack Toys, Wicked Cool Toys.
I loved the Teddy Ruxpin. I had a couple of them when I was a kid.
Now, did you have two and you'd have them talk back and forth?
Yes. Kind of like a Furby situation.
See, I had Grubby, his friend there. They would have a conversation.
That's the Air Buds situation.
That's that Portuguese cat there. What the hell's the name of that Portuguese
Heathcliff.
Cat? Heathcliff.
Now, did Grubby have the cassette inside of him?
Oh, yeah.
But the cassette would constantly break and be like,
Grubby took A-tracks. It was a real issue.
He had a record player shoved inside of him.
I recall no issues with my childhood friends, given that I was an only child, and Teddy Ruxpin and Grubby, hours of entertainment.
Grubby.
Grubby was the man.
Mac, the board is yours.
Let's finish off Pocket Monsters.
Pocket Monsters for three.
Bonus figure included while supplies last.
Oh, that was tough. I got nothing.
Pocket Monsters.
Jeez, nah. Can't venture a guess on
something
that,
that fits more, in your pocket.
There was more beep than there was words in that.
That was a rough one, yeah. That's why it's
worth
three.
That's why it's three. Something fits in your pocket.
Okay, I will make this worth one after I give you a hint. It was the boy version of Polly Pocket.
What is his name?
You would often find these miniature toys in Doom Zones, Horror Heads, or Doom Zones. Again, Jesus.
Yeah, I remember it. I had them. I can't remember the name of the toy.
No idea what
it's a real bullshit toy.
I'm not going to guess. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you my guess not worth the one.
Okay, fine.
I think it was Max something or something with an M.
Mighty Max.
Mighty Max. Mighty That's
Max.
What it was.
Mighty Max is the answer.
Damn it.
No one gets a point.
Oh, man.
Sadly, the board remains Max.
Let's go with board games for one.
Board games could be proudly brought to you by just in time for the holiday season. Are you finding your snack foods two-dimensional? Look no further, Rockstar. 3D Doritos. For those who love the distracting nature of things in 3D and find regular Doritos too overwhelming. 3D Doritos, tell your parents to shove it and take your snacking to the third dimension.
3D Doritos were like stale Doritos. Not good.
A lot of air in there. Yeah. Board games for one.
Game where you've got to sneak into the kitchen for a snack without land on a noise, and you have to press alarm clock. Will he wake up?
Dad's swearing at them.
I'm Parker Brothers.
Parker Brothers.
Hello, of course. Don't wake Daddy.
Oh, Mac, great job. Don't Wake Daddy. One of the most iconic toy commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Banana land.
That was actually a good commercial.
For double the points, what year?
I'm going to say 1996.
1992.
Ooh, all right.
It was one of the best-selling games in the 1992 Christmas season.
I get that.
Teaching kids in the 90s to fear their fathers.
I play that same game here. It's called Don't Wake Batty.
Sneaking in for a snack.
Daddy's my wife, gang. All right, Mac, the board is still yours.
Board for two.
Board for two.
Hey, give that back.
Trouble? Then you need. I guarantee it's the craziest trap you'll ever see. The first to capture everyone else's is the winner. Just turn the crank and snap the crank and boot the ball right down the chute.
Sean got this immediately.
Hit the pole and knock the ball in the rubber dub top and kick the man into the can. The trap is set. Here comes the net.
I guarantee it's the craziest trap you'll ever see. I knew you were a winner. From Milton Bradley.
Sean.
Hello, that would be Mousetrap.
Yes, and for double the points, what year was it introduced?
I'm going to go with 1989.
1963.
Whoa!
Whoa! I think this is the board game that I wanted the most as a child, and then I was also the most disappointed in.
First of all, it took forever to set up.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So it says here, setup time, 5 to 15 minutes.
That is an eternity for a child.
Can you guess how much time this thing says that you'll be playing for?
I don't know, 45 minutes?
It says
hour.
30 minutes, but there's no way any kid is waiting that entire time to kick the traps into gear.
The game actually does go pretty quick, but a 15-minute setup for a 30-minute game is not worth it.
And it says right here, the skills required, finger dexterity. So
absolutely, all that setup.
Very important.
I hope if you beep out finger dexterity, that's going to be really funny.
All right, Sean, the board is yours.
Hey, let's get baked for one, please.
And of course, Let's Get Baked could be brought to you by the fine folks over at Just In Time for the Holiday Season. Looking for your taste buds to sail the seven seas? Look no further, rock star, Long Sean Silvers. Yarg, it's good. Let's Get Baked for one.
Fast as you can, mix them up, pour them in the pan. Slide them in, let them now. Slide them in, slide them out. Wow!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Only Kenner's set makes such delicious cakes, cookies, candy, brownies, pizza, pies, and biscuits. It bakes like magic with two ordinary light bulbs and has a special cooling chamber. By Kenner.
Hello?
Mac.
What is Easy Bake Oven?
That is correct. And for double the points, what is the launch year?
Probably 1972.
1963.
Wow. 63. Big year for toys there.
Big year.
Big year.
Mac.
Kenner are also the makers of the starting lineup action figures, which may not be Funkos, but I have a lot of them.
And I would say that the Let's Get Baked category here is the most dangerous of the toys.
Ooh.
Put like a 400-watt light bulb into this thing.
A couple of light bulbs. Nothing wrong with that.
To then eat raw batter.
Let's go with board for two.
All right, board for two.
Behold my most horrifying creation.
Graveyard Ghoulies. Squeeze the colored goop into the mold, or use glow goop and out pop body parts. Stomach, heart, brain, it's Graveyard Ghoulies.
Graveyard Ghoulies are
Right,
so beware of what happens at night.
Shop your parents put it together. Light bulb not included. Graveyard Ghoulies mold pack and glow goop each sold separately.
Hello.
There we go.
Jeez, what is wrong with me? A lot of things. That sounds to me like the melody from the Creepy Crawlers commercial.
That is correct. Creepy Crawlers.
I thought it might be.
Also known as the Thing Maker for double the points. What year?
93.
1964.
Oh, wow.
Was that for three or for two, by the way? Because we did.
That was for two.
Oh, Don't Wake Daddy was in what category then?
Board games.
And then Mousetrap. How would you Mousetrap is in what?
Board games.
So that was for three then?
No, this is in Let's Get Baked.
I said board.
Can't put Pandora back in that bottle. Too late.
That threw me off.
No, it did.
That threw me off.
So Sean got about the same thing.
Yeah. So Sean got two.
Looks like Goo messed up. America's favorite game. Guess that Christmas toy one more time for double the points once again. Sean, can you tell me what temperature the mold had to be heated at to create the creepy crawlers?
110 degrees.
390 Fahrenheit.
Holy cow.
That is warm.
Yes. In an open-face electric hot plate oven.
Jeez,
man.
Unless Wikipedia is lying to me.
No, it would never.
No, it never would. All right.
So just to be clear, there's both a 300 left for baked and board.
That is correct.
All right.
You playing this game under protest here, Mike Socha?
Sean, the board is yours.
You know what? Let's clear out board games here for Mac.
So you want board games, not let's get paid.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doctor, my belly aches.
You got butterflies in your stomach.
You got a Charlie horse. Broken heart, of course. Why does Krampus too?
I'm the doctor for you.
Remove the pieces and collect your fee, but don't touch the sides.
$1,000 fee. Pay a rib or two. I'm the doctor for you.
Next, please.
From Milton Bradley.
Hello.
And yes,
I'm having
Sean.
So much fun just dancing to all of these here. In case the listeners at home can't see that, of course you can't. That would be Operation.
That is correct, Sean.
So how is Operation three. The three?
And here is the huge bonus round here, Sean. If you can tell me all of the procedures in Operation, you will receive a point per. But if you mess up once, that is it.
Definitely water on the knee.
Water on the knee. That is correct. That is one. You can add that on there, Jeff.
Oh, this is fucking horseshit.
I believe he started out with a stomach ache. That stomach hurts.
Wrong. Looks like you're already done. You got 1 point.
All right.
All right. It was butterflies.
Oh, butterflies?
Yes. Adam's apple, broken heart, wrenched ankle, butterflies in the stomach, spare ribs, water on the knee, funny bone, Charlie horse, writer's cramp, the ankle bone connected to the knee bone, wishbone, breadbasket, and brain freeze.
That's a lot of things.
Dang. Did either of you have this toy as a child?
Oh, yeah.
Or have
I was terrible
game?
At the game.
Mine was wired to like an electrical circuit anytime I messed up. Oh, man. Did not like that.
All right.
The board is Max. No, it is not. It's Sean's. My bad.
And the host.
I know.
Let's clear out. Let's get baked, please.
Let's get baked for three.
Take the sunshine. Mom bakes it, and right before your eyes, your shrinks right down to size.
Like magic.
Fabulous.
Fantastic.
Then it's up to you what you do.
Collect your sets. You can collect them all.
Let the fun shine.
By color forms.
Mac.
I'm already regretting this.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to say rainbow sprites, but it's not.
No, it is not. So minus three off Mac.
Rainbow Sprites even a thing?
Do you have a guess, Sean?
They're dolls.
Yeah.
That's where I fucked up.
Wasn't it Rainbow Bright?
Rainbow Bright's pretty sweet.
I don't know. Probably.
Anything, Sean?
No, I got nothing.
The answer is Shrinky Dinks.
Oh, wow.
Shrinky Dinks.
I do remember
this. This is an absolute bullshit toy.
It was. It sure was.
It's a piece of plastic that you put in the oven and it shrinks it.
It shrinks and that's it.
That is it.
I feel like those go back a ways in terms of the...
Popular in the 80s.
Yeah.
All right. Looks like Let's Get Baked is off the board, and it is still Sean's board.
Minus three really kills me there.
Yes, it does.
Let's go over to System of a Down.
Systems of
Worcester
a Down.
Worcester Centrum.
Systems of a Down, of course, could be brought to you by, just in time for the holiday season, are baseball cards and jacks becoming too boring for you? Look no further, rock star, Pogs. What do you do with them? Pogs. Collect them? Pogs. Flip them? Pogs. Trade them? Pogs. Tell your parents to shove it and get you some Pogs.
You somehow ended up doing a Harry Carey impression there.
I wish I did a better Harry Carey impression.
You know, it would be a great toy for the holiday season.
Pogs. I forgot that I sit next to one of the greatest impressionists of all time.
I don't know about that.
So that's System of a Down for one.
Will you be the one to witness the birth of the incredible... The one to play with Rob, the extraordinary video robot, batteries not included. He helps you tackle even the toughest challenge. Will you be the first to raise the incredibly accurate Zapper and play games like Duck Hunt or action-packed Hogan's Alley and high-flying Kung Fu, each sold separately? Will you be the one to experience the... comes with Rob Zapper Control Sounds Deck, graphic. Two controllers, Gyromite, and...
Sean.
Hello. That would be the Nintendo Entertainment System.
That is correct. I also would have accepted Atwa, Forest, Spiders, BYOB, Chop Suey, Toxicity, or Tiramisu.
System of a Down song, guys.
Mac got it.
I picked up on that.
Mac got it. That's all I care about. And what was the release date?
1985.
That is correct.
Oh, double
them
up,
baby.
I am in trouble.
And what was the best-selling game on the system?
Got to be Super Mario Brothers, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Second highest seller, Super Mario Brothers 3. And the third highest seller, Super Mario Brothers 2.
Super Mario Brothers 3 is the best.
It is the best.
Mario Brothers 2.
Sneaky fun.
Yes.
Of course, it's a knockoff of Okie Dokie, but still.
I wonder
Doki Doki.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's Doki Doki.
Yes, Doki Doki. Yes. I wonder what the all-time best seller of Nintendo games non-pack-in category is. You know?
Well, that is something that our researchers will have to take a look at right
Zelda,
now.
Zelda, Punch-Out, maybe? That,
get the crack staff.
There's some contenders there.
Put our crack staff on.
Definitely some contenders.
Sean, there. The board is yours.
All right, let's do System of a Down again. Please.
System of a Down for two.
16-bit arcade graphics.
You can't do this on Nintendo.
16-bit sports action.
You can't do this on Nintendo.
Duh. Duh. Get Joe Montana free, Pat Riley free, Buster Douglas free, Super Monaco GP free, or
Colin. Oh, Buster Douglas.
What Nintendo?
Hello, Sega Genesis?
That is correct. And what was the North American release date?
North American release date was 1992?
1989.
Oh, I was off by quite
1989.
A bit.
I will give you another chance to double up your points. Can you tell me when it was discontinued?
The Genesis, probably right around PlayStation. So I'm going to say 1996.
1997.
Oh,
so,
wow. They
so
went
close.
To 97.
All right, Mac. And one Fuck. More time for you to double up
so
your
close.
Points. What is the best selling game?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Double up your points, Mac.
Nice. I'm in
Mac,
this.
I will allow you to get two more points.
No.
What is the successor? To the Sega Genesis.
The Sega Game Gear.
Sega Saturn.
Game Gear came out before the Saturn.
But that wasn't the...
Game Gear was a handheld,
That's
right?
a handheld.
Yes.
So that's not a successor to a home port.
I thought you were asking me a trick question there.
Also not a trick
Sega
question.
Sega CD okay. in All there, right?
Sega CD. Yes. All right. Mac, the board is yours.
Give me Systems for 3.
Systems of a Down for 3. Mac has had his hand up for a very long time.
How do you get it off of a couple of clinking noises?
Well, it was either going to be 64, PlayStation, or Dreamcast. And so I immediately thought it was the Sony PlayStation, but I know Goo's love for the Dreamcast, so I'm going to say Dreamcast.
Oh, you idiot. It's the PlayStation 3.
Oh, okay.
When did that come out?
I thought we were doing like 90s stuff here.
This is Systems of a Down, which means that it could be any gaming system from any era.
PlayStation 3 came out in
like
2007
or something?
Right? 2006, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a hot seller.
Does he get any points for that?
He gets minus 3 points for that.
I didn't know we were doing 2000s.
There was no years on any of these.
I thought it was throwback stuff.
I had stuff from 1964 in here.
Right, because that's a throwback.
Systems of a Down.
All right.
That's one of the most popular... Most.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ridiculous.
I am now officially playing it under protest.
No, you are not. All right, Mac. The board is still yours.
80s soft rock for 2.
80s soft rock for 3.
It's like around the horn. Points don't really matter.
It comes from far and near. A brand new baby's here. don't feel complete without a little baby, so they all have one, with its own cradle and baby bottle. Figures and accessories sold separately.
Anyone?
I don't know the name of the doll. I can picture the doll, but I can't remember.
I bet you cannot picture the doll.
I can.
Anyone?
I'm failing on the name here. Oh, man.
Can you describe it to me?
Well, as the commercial just said, you know, they're little babies with their individual bottles, and you got to collect them all.
Nothing from Sean or Jeff. The answer to the question is the Sylvanian families.
Oh, yeah. Were they bears or something?
They're bears, rabbits, woodland animals.
Yeah, those were awesome.
Hedgehogs. Mm. I thought that you would get that.
Those are very cool. Those are very 80s.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Known in their homelands as the Shudabania Famaria. You know, there's a bonus.
Oh, yeah, we never had a daily double.
In 80 soft rock.
Get yourself an air horn app or something.
I said I just can't take it anymore. I gotta make love to a...
Oh, no.
For 5 points.
I'm alone. What are the Care Bears?
That is correct.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Is that the actual song?
Oh, boy.
Of course. Right. Thank you to Derek Comedy, Donald Glover, for that. Mac, do you have a score right now for each side?
Yes. Sean has 11 points, and because I just got 5 on a bullshit category, I have 9. I have 9 points.
Looks like you're still in the game.
I'm still in the game.
And it looks like the board is empty, which means that it is time for final goopery right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Mac, you are able to double up. Sean, you are able to add 5.
No, he can double up too.
I want to give you a chance to win.
I'm only down 2.
You're not going to win.
Hey, it's the Christmas season.
It is the Christmas season.
Give Mac a chance.
Let's give Mac a chance.
All we are saying.
And final Gooperty is brought to you by Just in Time for the Holiday Season. Are you a female living in Boston? Are you and your significant other both listeners to the Mac and Goo program? Does your name happen to be Christina Landers? If this sounds like you, then Phil Burns would like to know if you would like to spend the rest of your life listening to this podcast together. If you're not picking up what I'm putting down, will you, Christina, marry Phil? Waiting for an answer.
She said yes!
I hope!
We really hope so. Oh, man. You just
pressure's
heard
on us.
Heard it here first. A Mac and Goo moment. Mac and Goo history.
I swear to God, you better let us know.
Yeah, please let us know either way. We'll send you a gift basket either way.
Yes.
We just need to know if we're going to put sad things in it or happy things
Will
in
it. Will it be full of T Public merchandise?
We want to know if it'll be happy tissues or sad tissues. All right, let's move on to final Gooperty.
So shout out our listener, Phil Burns, for that. Phil Burns, congratulations on your engagement to Christina Landers.
Once again, soon really hope so.
Mrs. Burns. And if it didn't go well.
Then I was saying boo Burns.
It's too bad.
I got no words for that.
All right.
Pop the bottles, baby.
Final Gooperty. You will hear 4 seconds of a song. Tell me what toy line this inspired.
What toy line it inspired.
That is correct.
Okay. Do we have to tell you how much we're wagering right now? Would that make sense for you?
Write it down.
Okay.
Let me know when you two are ready.
Hold on a sec. There we go. All right.
Let me know if she said yes.
Please, please. I'm on pins and needles on the memorial couch.
I don't see Mac typing.
Can the toy line have the same name as the movie, or is it something more?
No, that's it.
Okay. I was going to say, because you're not telling me it's the blankety-blankety-blank super galactic
correct.
Set.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. Not going to overthink things here like Mac did on question one, right?
What did you vote, yes or no, on the nurses? Question one.
I ended up voting yes.
That's what you meant, right?
I ended up voting yes. I was on the fence. I voted yes.
I didn't really understand the question, so... I just took it as an insult.
I'm apolitical.
Mac, please podcasts. Write something down.
Bet 9, I'm going to lose 9.
Mac, what is your answer?
I left it blank.
Jesus Christ. Sean, how much did you wager?
5 points.
You wagered 5, and what is your guess?
The answer, of course, is I want a new drug by Huey Lewis in the news. No, they sued Ray Parker Jr. The answer is Ghostbusters.
Let's hear it out.
So sick of getting rickrolled by this fucking asshole.
The answer, of course, is Shrek. Shrek was the answer. Years start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense, I had to live for fun. May get smart, but my head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with hanging in the back street? Never know if you don't know.
Woo!
Better shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're a rock star. Do you think Smash Mouth is going to sue us?
I like that he never even changes his tone.
Nope.
He never tries to hit a separate note. He's hitting the same note every time.
Only shooting stars break the mold. Now, how many more times do you think I can do that before you catch on?
At least once. At least one more. Because it took me too long to catch on to the Care Bear thing, and that was the second time.
So glad to be a part of that.
So, Sean, what is your final point total?
I think it was a 16-point run for the fantastic Mr. Fox.
I think you had 11 and you just lost 5. The answer was Shrek.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Goo is pulling all sorts of... You're really Goodelling us tonight.
How am I Goodelling?
Sean finished with 6 then, and I finished with 0. Either way, he wins.
You're back-to-back zeros.
I kick 2 field goals.
Well, I'm never not going to try to double up. When I watch Jeopardy, I get pissed when they don't try to double up on Final Jeopardy.
All right. Well,
the answer was Shrek.
Goo, take it away. Thank you, Goo. That was... Guess That Christmas Toy.
Goo, 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 goo.
You really should make another one that says something different than Now It's Time to Play.
Tip
me over and pour me out.
Goo, goo.
Sean, how do you feel about your victory?
Did I really win? I feel like I just lost points in Final Gooperty on some sort of bullshit concoction.
How is that bullshit?
It was bullshit.
All-Star is the theme song to Shrek, and Shrek is a major motion picture. Some say the greatest animated motion picture of all time.
I don't think Mike Myers would make that claim.
Mike Myers absolutely would make that
claim.
No
way.
There are GameCube games based off of it. There are action figures. There are stuffed plushes.
Oh, boy.
There are talking donkeys.
I guess there are.
Do you have any...
Shrek! I'm a donkey!
Do you have any Funkos of Shrek here?
No.
Then it's not the greatest. I don't
think they've ever made them.
Goobers, send us Shrek Funkos. If you have to have them custom made, send them in. All right, if you have made it to this point in the podcast, please send us a GIF of your favorite Christmas toy growing up. Sean, would you like to plug yourself?
Yeah. Hit me up on Twitter, @TheSilverFox. You'll see me responding to a lot of Mac and Goo related stuff throughout the week because I'm likely very bored. And yeah, let's just give these guys credit. They know a lot more than me.
And Mac, where can you find us?
You can find us on Twitter and...
No, you can find us on Twitter.
Oh, I got it right.
Yeah.
You can find us on Twitter and on Instagram.
We are absolutely on Twitter.
You're on Instagram?
At Mac A-N-D Goo Podcast on every other platform. We are Mac ampersand Goo. That's right, Mac Shift 7 Goo. That includes Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, CastBox, Spreaker, Google Play, iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio!
Which, by the way, I've been fooling around with iHeart a little bit. Pretty good interface on the website and a pretty good app as well. We're also on Spotify.
You're fooling around with it?
Yeah.
Weird thing to say.
The most important platform is the iTunes. Get on iTunes, subscribe to us, rate us, review us 5 stars. If you do that, we'll get you a fantastic free Mac and Goo t-shirt from the folks over at Watertown Sportswear. That's Watertown Sportswear, 34 Mount Albert Street, Watertown, Mass. 617-924-1840. WatertownSportswear.com.
TPublic.com. Murph, 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 Murph. We got stuff on there just in time for the holiday season. Hey, Alexa, order some Mac and Goo merch and put the Pornhub on.
Yes, I am going to order you merch off Pornhub.
Did you guys see that video circling the social medias of...
No. You're going to say circling Pornhub.
It's a young Brit father. Goes to...
Like a British father.
Yes.
Britney Spears. Yeah.
Thank you
dad.
For... Yeah, I was confused. I'm like,
His young infant son is playing in like a little home ball pit type of thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I really like technology nowadays. This Alexa thing's pretty good. However, there's one problem. And he yells, Alexa. And the kid turns around. The kid thinks his name is Alexa because he uses Alexa so often. It's
That's
outrageous.
I like
I'm
that.
I'm on the down Easter Alexa.
All right, gang, thank you for playing the game with us. Let us know how you did on the social meds, and maybe we'll talk about it. Tuesdays or Goosdays, please let us know what you said, Christina.
Yes. Also,
Mac wants to hold your baby.
I like holding babies.
Do you?
I'm a fan of holding babies.
Nice.
Yeah.
I abuse kangaroos.
Congrats.
Please flip the cassette over to side B to continue the adventure.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.